The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. And you know the mic even said, but Miss, you ain't C.A. Newry.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
going on? Well, because I'm not C.A. Newry, I bring somebody else special into the studio with us this morning. I have the one and only Sawyer Boy. I ain't even gonna call his real name because I'm from Hawkins Hill.
No.
I don't know if I have permission to call this boy real name.
Come on.
You sure? You sure to me? Cause I light skinned, but I know I ain't the crew, but I ain't from Hawkins Hill.
Yeah, man, you could call it.
That's just use it. So every time they use it, now I like it.
The one and only Tamiko Sawyer. Hey, see?
Migo, baby.
Oh, Meek. That's what they call
you. Yes, Migo.
No, I thought that's what the girls is call you. That's my bad.
Yeah, Tamiko, yeah, like the girls call me Tamiko.
They call you Tamiko.
The girls call me Tamiko.
Yeah, yeah. And the boy them say Migo.
The boy them say Migo. I'm scared of Migo.
Good stuff, good stuff. It is a pleasure to have you in studio today. First of all, because I need to look you in your eye and ask you, you've been to Mutton Fest and Long Island Fest seven times since I seen you, and you ain't bring my mutton back yet.
That is true.
I can't start my driving school, Sawyer, without the mutton.
So what happened, what I found out is you have to get the Long Island and mutton, the mutton in Long Island and eat it in Long Island. Oh, if Long Island people think you bringing the mutton back for people, they be like, man, you costing us money. Let them pay for their ticket and then come down to Long Island, eat the mutton themselves. So they tell you need to come down.
I ain't gonna eat it. That's the problem is I'm not going to eat the mutton, Sawyer Boy.
You want to do?
I start in a driving school.
Ah.
Yeah, I can start a driving school.
So they are mutton thing on you.
That's how you gonna learn. If you cannot parallel park this mutton, you can't get nothing from road traffic.
They be all up on the side of that mountain thing and then rock cliffing.
This what I telling you. If you see, here's the thing. You ever get hit by a car trying to avoid a pothole?
I hit another car trying to avoid a pothole.
Did the people have sympathy with you? Because they hit my car, expected me to have sympathy with them.
No. No, ain't no sympathy out there.
Right.
They don't care if you hit a pothole or not.
Right. So I'm like, but if you learn how to drive on a mutton, ain't no pothole could do nothing to you.
No.
Ain't no pothole could hurt you. Yeah. I need this mutton bad, Sawyer.
Well, when I go back Long Island, I go put in the word, see if we can send a couple down, because I know they had a problem selling the pigs. You know, people swimming with the pigs over there in Long Island, and they ain't do. So, people are trying to keep everything.
Bore sales down.
Yeah.
Bore meat down because they're swimming with the pigs.
Yeah, people get these pigs all over the place swimming inside the water.
Anyway, now that the cat's out the bag, the real vibe is I go into the U.S. Independence celebration tonight, and I wanted to bring Herschel Walker a mutton because Data's rodeo and wheat is rodeo.
Okay.
Do you ever seen the rodeo where the little children...
Tie up the mutton and secure
the boy.
Some of them riding it, yeah.
Pulchi and Pa.
Definitely saw that.
Yeah, Matt, I was going to bring a mutton.
Hey, good luck with that. Long Island mutton costs you. Yeah, you want to ride it, but then you want to taste it off a little bit. That's what the problem is, government.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't going to do that to you, mutton. Next year, sir. Next year, Mr. Walker. Sawyer Boy. Obviously, I like foolishness.
Yeah.
And you like foolishness.
I love it. We show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday called Y'all Like Foolishness Boy. And it's just pure stand-up comedy. It's just me with the mic in my hand. And I got an intimate audience of 50 people.
Okay.
Because the theater is on Fate Avenue North, right kind of behind Tasty Caribbean Delights. Right? So it seeks 50.
The people them with the curry?
Yes.
See, this is what I like about our regional engagement, right? Jamaicans love Guyanese love curry mutton. Bayesian people love curry mutton. Long Island people like curry mutton and not Nassau people, but we understand that, right?
Yeah.
Right behind Tasty's.
Yes, behind Tasty's is where we having it, and that's just it's me on the stage talking just foolishness, like behemoth stuff, like driving a Nassau, dating a Nassau, growing up being him and me being a father, you know, the fact that way is a struggle out there. So what my stand-up comedy show in just a stand-up comedy show is so relatable. Like where you sit down inside it, I want this to be one of the first times you sit down and go to a comedy show and be like, Mano, I could relate with everything you saying because, you know, I live here. I ain't flying. Ain't nobody fly me and put me in the hotel.
I see the bike. In fact, when you was telling the joke about being broke with your gal, mm-hmm. and you out, right?
And you got to hold it tight.
Yeah. Wait, look here. I know that boy.
Yeah, boy. There's plenty down around here.
I know him. He's a gentleman when he's broke.
Oh, yeah. That's when you find a gentleman inside your man, boy. You want a gentleman, you got to be broke. He gotta be broke. Yeah. As long as he got a living money inside his arm, then that's a different story then.
Ladies, if you need some home renovations, right? You need to find you a hobosexual.
Yeah.
That's somebody who starts a relationship. Like, their relationship is based on their housing status.
Right. Yeah.
You need a broke hobosexual. You don't need one with options.
No, you gotta be broke.
Yeah. You could get your house fixed up in 2 months.
Or just get one man from Andres. He'd fix the old house in any way. They don't play around.
Look here.
They don't play around, but they put in wake all night while you're trying to sleep. They put in wake, and then when you wake up in the morning, they on top of the roof, putting shingles on the roof.
The best kept secret. He's
like, bro, what is going on here? And she fall in love.
I don't like men. I'm afraid this Andres boy tell me, miss, I will build you a house by
and he mean that.
Yes.
He mean that.
Yes, his family island by them don't mean play.
That. He built a house, but he using the bush to help do the roof, and he using the bush to make bush tea.
He got crabs and turn into cement.
Yes, but Andres' mind don't play around. Andres' mind will cost you. If you were going through something with your woman end up catching a ride with Andres' mind because she just needed a ride at that time, your woman gone. She actually living with him now. And like you say, she living in the house where they billing for him. Mm-hmm. I just watched something last night with this boy build a house, right? Yeah. Somewhere over there in Asia. And he built a whole mountain. And he built a whole house in the mountain for him and his family. But he's 7 years, boy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he ain't used nothing else but a drill.
Yeah.
What a drill.
He's called that family island determination.
Yeah, boy.
That's why I don't want my mutton from Nassau.
No.
I need a family island mutton.
Yeah, it's a different story.
All right, so we can go to the phone line, and then I want to know what's going to be special about this Father's Day edition. Okay. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I don't know what happened, caller. Call back. It's Sawyer. Are you married?
If I'm married, no, I'm married.
Okay, just check it. I want to make sure that call was in.
I'm married. They still call.
One of the things I appreciate about you, like you say, you wear your lived experience on your sleeve.
Yes.
And your children are a big part of your public life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is the Father's Day edition.
Right.
What are we going to see for the Father's Day edition?
We can see basically the same way, but I don't know. I don't know what to expect because I don't know. I mean, we used to get grub and rice for Father's Day. Nah, I don't see no grub and they no more.
You know how much grub
we ain't getting no tie and they no more. No socks. I ain't getting no card. You ain't even getting no card. They trying to figure out now what's going on. So what I doing is basically you just, if you ain't doing nothing for your daddy, right? If you ain't doing nothing for your daddy this month, bring your daddy out to my comedy show, right? Yeah. Even if you ain't get no daddy, well, you pay your money and you bring whoever you was bring. Y'all come out to the comedy show and listen to me talk about my daddy. You know, I talk about experiences with my daddy, me being a daddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that, you know, everybody else right there, but they father. So this is Father's Day edition because it's June and nobody really is checked for us. So this is just me giving back to all the fathers out there.
You gonna adopt Fat Chris?
If I'm gonna adopt Fat Chris?
Fat Chris just need guidance, you know.
Yeah. He out there. He still, Fat Chris ain't even getting fat no more, man. You know, Grammy Sawyer and up and Miss Sawyer and up tell him come from around the house. So as soon as he start getting smaller than they man. They calling him Slimmy and they now.
Man, listen, after Fat Chris help you find your car.
Yeah.
I thought Fat Chris gone to the police training cadet program.
He got some sharp skills, and they need people like that. Mm-hmm. Someone who can use, they know us. You know, everybody uses it in the eyes and their mind. And you need someone to use, they know us,
mm-hmm.
right? Someone to use, they know us, and let that know us guide them. You know, the know us don't lie.
Because something wrong in the House of Assembly.
Never.
Somebody's teeth in the hors d'oeuvres. Somebody teeth in the 2 meats. I believe that's why they stay rowing. You know, because when you're hungry.
Yeah, you know food inside
that's why we program, right? When you're hungry, you lose your head a little bit. So we get a feast. I believe somebody thief and hors d'oeuvres, and I believe Fat Chris could help them find it.
Fat Chris could help them find it and eat it, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what it is right now.
Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? What happened, man? There's something wrong with this line. Listen, here are the numbers to call. 323-6232. I can't hear you, caller. I'm going to hang up. 325-4316. 325-4259-242-300-5720 for our Family Island listeners. If you're in Long Island, call in. I just want to know something, right? I catch Sawyer leaving the Guardian building one morning, flying, right? I said, where are you going? Bahamas here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, I know you're going to Long Island.
Yep.
I know you're going to Long Island.
I just come back from Long Island, though.
That's why I said, and you ain't...
Congrats to the Simmons, you know. They get married down there to the Simmons. Destin and Marvin E. Can everyone down there to host the wedding? That's my first Long Island wedding.
Okay.
In Long Island.
Yeah.
My first Long Island wedding was earlier this year. So I had two weddings for just Long Island people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty awesome, boy. So listen, you get married on the islands, boy. Fly me down, boy.
Well, I can tell you what. You ain't funny till your people say you're funny. Right? And so if Long Island people love you, then I know you're funny. Let's go to the phone line for a second. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. What's happening with this phone? We can sort this out in a second.
You must get that you use your 100%.
Oh, no. I know what's going on. Sawyer, could I ask you a very, very important question right now? I go whisper it. Yeah. Where's Kalika at this moment?
Well, yeah, I know.
Because I realize it could be Kalika.
It could be a possibility because she jealousy.
Yeah, like I can ask this boy where he is. He could tell me he on the radio. Like, he on his own. He ain't on his own radio. Sup him up.
She couldn't get inside, so now she must be trying to get inside. Yeah, trying to mess up the phone line. So she's like, oh, you ain't on the radio today, Migo? Wow, Migo.
Good morning, caller. Hi, Kalika. Listen, Kalika, it's just an interview, you know. It's just an interview, Kalika. Yes, it sounds like I flirting with your man, Kalika, but that's how you got to do the interview, okay? Yeah, I can tell him you call. Listen, I believe it's Kalika, to be honest with you.
This is just on my ticket sales game. Quietly, just like this. I need the ticket sales to line up, lively up, just like these calls need to lively up.
And we perform on Friday, Saturday.
We perform tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. 8 o'clock each night. 8 o'clock each night. And you can come out, you can sit down, and you could enjoy laughter. And ain't no bunch of cussing, ain't no vulgarity. You don't got to worry about me saying nothing out of the way to make you feel like, oh, why even come down here? It's just an environment where you get together and really get that laugh on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Sawyer, from this Long Island thing, from you tell me, you've just been to Long Island to do an event, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you... walk with me through the independence. Callers, we come and we can fix this. I sent Secure to find out where Kalika is right now. We're going to fix this phone situation in a second. So the independence secretariat has announced the independence schedule of events for this year. And what I am excited about is how many Family Island districts are hosting events this year, including Long Island. But producer, check the line for me, please. We're going to see if there's a caller on the line. But here we go. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, sir. How you do?
How you do?
Hi, good.
Good morning, sir, your boy.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I trying to check the mutton, and I was thinking about your Uncle Barry. I'm little baby boy. What do you name the Crown Prince?
Right.
Yeah, and I said, let me try the line because I listening to y'all and see how. But you see, I call in on the
the Family Island line.
Family Island line.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You see.
All right.
So, but, you know, I'm just checking in, but you know, I need a couple of them
on
Crooked Island.
But listen, I hear Crooked Island and Long Key is hosting independence celebrations this weekend. In fact, for the listening audience, if you go to the Facebook page, Celebrate Bahamas, you can find the flyers for a number of Family Island districts that are hosting special events for the Independence Week.
Landry Point, just a room coming on the weekend, you see.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because my boy had sent some of them big African mutton over to Long Island after what the name walked in. So I got a link up with him to have some of them transport back from Long Island.
Ah, okay. I love that. Inter-island trade and support. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Miss Green, is Sparky calling back to Sawyer Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Green, this is about your pet peeve now. People parking in a disabled parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I go to Southwest Mall yesterday. I drive in round now. I see the disabled spot now, the security, because of the heat, the security inside one building.
Uh-huh.
So now I go, now I see electric, you look like an electric car or truck.
Mm-hmm.
I say, ain't no disabled place you can afford to buy none of that.
Okay.
So I go around now. Here comes the security out now. He come to, he know my van. He said, Sparky trying to buy one part there. He can't find none. So he said, I can park right where the going is. So I say, okay. I say, why you don't do this for me? Get one wreck a friend. And every time somebody come here and park in one of them spot without a decal, say they disabled, you get $50. The wrecker gets $50. And let them take the car. And you'll be richer than with your boss paid. He say, but the boss who owned them all tell us don't call no wrecker. I say, the boss just want people to come in their stores to spend money. They don't care if you're disabled or not.
Sparky, that's...
If you make the money, you don't have to let the boss know what is what.
No, Sparky, that sounds like the taxi cab union pension plan. Also, that's why I trying to get a mutton, Sawyer Boy. That's like, because what happened? You park your car in a disabled spot. Maybe I forget to hit the brakes on the mutton. You see the video with the car reversing into the gas station doors? I forget to hit the brakes on the mutton. I forget to water the mutton. It's a mechanical misfunction. Oh, I'm sorry, your car mashed up, but at least it's in the disabled spot. Disabled.
You bring your mutton down. Your dog, when you get mutton in the Nassau Road, baby, be teething your mutton. You see how they be teething everything else. They teeth your bumper. They ain't even need no tools.
Yeah.
I don't know, just use two hands. Two hands, you yuck off the whole day.
See, here's my thing.
Come on.
I need you in a school. I need you in a trade school.
Yeah,
I need you. First of all, we need to find the source of your powers.
Yeah,
I need you to teach it to other people.
Come on. I need my bumper welded on.
Or just come, next time I need to fix my roof, just come yuck the roof off one time. Why are you spending all this money? Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. Guess how you doing?
All right, good, thank you. Look here, we're going Faith Avenue this evening, right?
Yeah, man, we walked away this evening.
Okay.
But I said, yes, right, if we could do a skit, right,
mm-hmm.
on the fact that you're inside church, but you got to keep on looking out the church window when the pastor preach, right,
mm-hmm.
to make sure no one's stepping no gas out your car because gas price away.
That, you aware that that?
Yeah, but gas, gas, I don't even go nowhere right now. Like, I to the point now, I get up, I ride away, I ride back home, and I glad school closed now because, wait, my daughter would have been walking home. She would have been catching her own ride because I wasn't doing that. And traffic crazy.
I got you. Fox Hill.
Yeah, what's going on, Fox Hill?
What's going on that side of town? You see any Gnap yet?
Boy, no, but guess what? I'm glad you mentioned Fox Hill yesterday. Man, yesterday, right? You don't believe I go home with mommy else, right?
Uh-huh.
Because mommy says she had the Bimini bread. So you know, no matter where you is, you got to pick up the Bimini bread.
Yeah.
We had out from Coral Harbor all the way out on the station because I only put one $20 gas in the car.
Yeah.
You know, for the drive from Coral Harbor down there, that's the $20 gas right there.
And a visa.
Come on, the minute I go and push the nozzle in there, right, all is brum. You don't believe someone knocked down someone on a motorbike and keep on riding?
Hit and run.
Wow.
Hit and run.
Ain't nobody got no license anything on this road, no. Like, people ain't get what they supposed to have on this road. You know what he's saying nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now.
Thank you. Thank you, cousin.
Yeah, we can talk later.
Absolutely. The part that has hurt me, Sawyer, right, is when you run the stop sign right by Doctor's Hospital, and you know I cannot afford Doctor's Hospital.
Mm.
You know I still have to wait 45 minutes for the ambulance to come from PMH right there.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that to me right in front of Doctor's Hospital? Do it somewhere out Coral Harbor where I know I ain't gonna never reach the ambulance and the ambulance ain't gonna never reach me.
Yeah.
But to do it right in front of the hospital. That's why people are angry, you know.
Yeah, but people are angry. Too much things going on. That's why I'm trying to bring a little laughter in there, man. A little laughter to kind of help balance out what we got going on with all the stress and all the drama and things. Because everything is drama right now. People feel like everything funny, it got to be drama. It got to be something crazy. And I feel like that's where we at.
Yeah.
And I try to show people, no, man, you still can laugh without it being... without having to hurt somebody, without laughing at somebody.
Yeah.
I like to make jokes at people, but I like to make jokes at people where they can laugh at it too.
Yeah.
And if they don't laugh at it, I really don't mind, because some people gotta get it.
That's the essential rule of comedy, right? Is punch up, no punch down.
Yeah. Punch is not easy, man.
You don't make fun of vulnerable people.
Anybody can do that.
Right? You punch up. That's why I crack jokes on politicians. They punch up.
Yeah.
Not punch down.
Yeah. I when I punch down, sometimes they don't really hear it.
Yeah.
They don't hear it. Because one of the funniest things I ever see in my life, really. You know, people ask, like, what's one of the funniest things you ever seen in your life? I was riding on Camp Road one day. Mm-hmm. I was riding on Camp Road, and I see this boy in this wheelchair. Like, he going across the road. You know, we in a little bit of traffic, so he pushes his road across the road, and he rolled to this bar, right? And I watch him riding to the bar. Like, he wheeling his way to the bar door, and I looking at him in traffic, and he reached to the bar door, and he stopped, and he stand up. And he walked to the bar, get what he had to get, and sit back inside the wheelchair. And I laughed so hard. And in a regular walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clearly, because, you know, at first I thought this man can't walk, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of shocked me, because I thought he'd go in there, someone who was to come, get what he had to get. He get up, and he walked his way. He walk his way to the bar, get his drink, jump back in his wheelchair, and he gone. And I talk to him, when I burst out laughing. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to see someone sitting on the back of the truck, and I be like, you know, when you're riding behind someone, hey, but you shouldn't be sitting like that. And then the whole back part of the truck was come down, just drop, and he dropped on it. And now I got a hole in my laugh, because he's looking right at me, boy, like right at me. All right, and I got a hole in this laughing. Until I get past him, and then boys start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
But I love laughter. So my whole thing is just to bring laughter to where you ain't gotta hurt nobody.
Yeah, I love it. You confuse the enemy.
Laugh at me.
That's the boy.
All my jokes about me.
Yeah, that's the boy you're talking to your girl, though.
Yeah.
The boy in the wheelchair. That's the one.
Yeah, it's be them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's be them.
Confuse the enemy. So, Sawyer Boy, here are some of the events taking place across the Commonwealth of the country. In the Acklands District, right, on July 1st, is National Flag Day.
Mm-hmm.
July 3rd, they do a National Pride Day, and that's across the country. On the 5th of July, they're having the Independence Ecumenical Church Service in the Acklands District, right? The Church of God of Prophecy, Delectable Bay. They're having a Civil Servant Chill and Grill Potluck. How'd I go away?
Civil Servant.
How many civil servants in Acklands?
In Acklands. Probably all that much people in Auckland.
Everybody in Auckland is a civil servant.
Everyone coming out, though.
Absolutely.
You know, when they have a work party where everyone come to the party, you know.
Yeah.
Certain people, certain places where everyone come to the work party.
35 people could be at the party. Auckland, we love you. We love you. They're having a health expo along with the flag raising ceremony, and then they're having a fun day on the Friday. Ragged Island is hosting their independence and homecoming event, include craft class, platen and shell craft fishing tournament for size and quantity, cultural extravaganza show, bush tea tasting, historical treasure hunt. That's the thing that got me excited. So are we going to a break? When we come back from the break, what we could do for next year's independence? Because Nassau, it'd be little sadness-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
We can just talk about it.
On this next side of the break, what we bring in for the 54th Independence Celebration. You tuned in to Guardian Radio AM with T.A. Newry. Today I got Sawyer Boy in the studio with me. In the Y'all Like Foolishness Boy show, weekend Father's Day edition, 3 shows, 3 nights, all laughter. We'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. To schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and we've got Sawyer Boy in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all like foolishness, boy.
Y'all like foolishness, boy.
Father's Day edition.
Father's Day edition. Pisces, Cancer, Gemini, Cancer edition.
All right.
You know, people love to hear these sign things.
So I can need you to do this every year around Independence. I think we need to introduce some new things into our national independence celebrations.
I agree.
Like, I'm super excited to see the focus on the Family Islands, right? Acklands, North Eleuther District, South Abaco District, South Eleuther District, Crooked Island and Long Key, Exuma Mainland, Black Point Exuma, Central Eleuther District, Moores Island District, Harbor Island, Ragged Island, Independence and Homecoming, right? And South Abaco, if I missed it. And a wide range of activities. But Nassau Independence Celebration getting stale.
So what they doing this year?
So we got Beat the Retreat on the 28th.
Yeah.
And then on the 1st of July is National Flag Day, which I'm still not understanding because every day in your country is National Flag
Day. Our Flag Day, we should stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because we don't represent at all. Everybody else who live in the Bahamas is represented better on their Flag Day than we represent on our own Flag Day.
Because a Flag Day is a celebration for migrants. See, that's why it's not working. Right. I don't understand why it's not taking off because it's not for us.
People and actually live okay.
In your country. Flag Day is for diasporic communities. This is for Bahamians in
represent
Trinidad.
Represent where you are.
Right. And so the celebrations at home should reflect a connection, right? So if there's like a sister city, when I was in high school, remember we have Nassau, New Providence, and Nassau sister city with other states in the U.S. sister cities, right? So you would have a joint celebration. So you say, if you took it by constituency, you would say Fort Charlotte constituency is hosting Flag Day with Bahamians in the U.S. or Bahamians in Canada or Bahamians in Florida. And you showcase here some of the things here, because we know not everybody could go over there, because the people abroad want to stay connected and they want the people at home to see how much pride they have, even though they're not at home, right? So like that's why it hasn't taken off, because it's not for us primarily in the Bahamas. It's right. So you get the schools, you do it with the schools, and the schools, you say, okay, the Consulate General in Atlanta, all of this Eastern, all the schools in New Providence celebrating with them. So you connect the school kids with Bahamian life outside the country,
right?
Like that's how it's supposed to be.
Why we still plotting the Maypole? What's the whole thing about plotting the Maypole? Because I feel like plotting the Maypole take us straight back.
No, you see, you're missing the point.
All the way back, way. I be like, wait, what are we doing?
The point is, what did y'all use to plot the Maypole for? Like, is this a secret technique? Like, did the slaves to show certain messages? Was the Maypole a weapon?
Yeah, because what's going on with that?
Like, because, you know, cultures, things, you lose meaning over time, but there's still a practice. You just don't know why you're practicing it. I believe the plaiting the Maypole is an ancient Bahamian martial arts technique that we have lost the memory of. I believe you're supposed to wind that tight, and then the tension, when the tension hits maximum, it springs in the opposite direction, and you're supposed to be really kicking all your enemies. I believe that's what that is.
Listen, we can define out here until we find out, but I feel like we just put the Maypole on the side.
Another important question. Why we stop climbing the greasy pole?
Did we stop climbing the greasy pole? No, I think they only climbed that in Fox Hill, eh?
I know two by them who are greasy only, pole climbing
only
experts,
in Fox Hill,
right?
That's only a Fox Hill thing, eh?
I thought it was countrywide thing.
Here. I mean, I've never seen it or heard about it anywhere else other than Fox Hill. I know what the only time we hear about climbing the greasy pole is in Fox Hill.
See, but when I used to go to summer camp at Camp Simonette in Eleuthera, and the camps would always fall over Independence Weekend.
Right.
So I get into the culture because every year I would either be a part of or help to plan our independence pageant, right, for the camp. And I think we may have actually had climbing the greasy pole.
Yeah.
But I know they did it on the family island. But you're right, it is not an island-wide New Providence celebration anymore.
No.
But that's what we need. I mean, wait, I lie. I don't know if I need this boy to be able to climb my mango
We don't need to see nobody climbing no greasy... What we climbing the greasy Maypole for now?
I mean, only to teeth my mangoes. I get it now.
The Maypole for now.
This is so old tech.
I mean, I know what it is. I just...
You plot here?
If I plot here, I plot here before my daughter's here a couple times before.
Plotting the Maypole was in
the teachers say they know help? They know when they stay by their daddy. My daughter say the teacher tell her, I could tell when you stay by your daddy and when you stay by your mommy. She's like, how? She just laugh. And she has the hairstyles is tell. They can tell when you sleep by your daddy. So yeah.
Look here, let me tell you the magic of social media. I thought you was the primary caregiver. I thought you was the primary caregiver. I ain't in your business. I was in your business that. But I say this boy always got these children.
Yeah, see my kids, mommy, they ain't out there in the public and things like that and really putting their stuff. Like they don't do no videos and do all of this. So if you ain't know them from knowing them, you wouldn't even know. Like sometimes now people don't even know my kids, mommy. If they out somewhere and they see my kids with them and they be like, hold on, I know these kids, and because my kids, when they used it now, like they used it now, where it's like, hold on, wait, why are these people coming up to me talking with my children?
Yeah.
And then they remember, Miko, sorry, boy, and all that. Yeah, but other than that, what you went there?
You prepare your kids?
Huh?
You prepare your kids? Because
I do.
You funny? I don't think anything. Yeah. But if I was 12 and I was trying to, you know, pick a fight, I could tell you your daddy ain't funny.
Right, and I sure is that.
Yeah.
Like, sure, they say that. You know, and that's what people like to say. You're funny. People tell me that right now. You're funny. That's why I say, man, just come out to the show and see. You know, just come out to the show. I'd be waiting. I'd be waiting for people to tell me I ain't funny. I'd be like, okay. And that was in the course, Migo Otto. Shout out to one boy who was, I think he was running for MP when Ross away. I just finally made him laugh 2 weeks ago.
Not Hanchel.
Hanchel.
Yeah,
Hanchel,
yeah.
Right? Because Hanchel scared me out. Me and Hanchel, you know, let's grow up around, not the same place, but in the same area and things, seeing each other, pop, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, Hanchel, you know, how he is, you know, where we don't like see certain things, but you're on your dressing up like, woman, you get this thing on your head. You know, Rasta to me and into that and thing, like, at all. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's so people got to hear you a certain way.
Yeah.
And then he saw a video I posted of me doing stand-up talking about my daddy, right? The one time my daddy beat me. And he, like, called me, share it, and comment, finally make me laugh, boy. And I was like, yes, finally, boy. I've been working on this. So, and I love that, you know. I love, because you're going to reach everybody, you know, and everybody in... And they wouldn't see you as their cup of tea, but it's so much different possible. I mean, me live is something different than me being on TV.
Yeah. The politics of comedy, right? So intense. Like, because we know who we're talking about now, right? It's like, yeah, but if I am a person to you, if I am a real person to you, it may be difficult to cause you to create that suspension of belief. And to become a different character,
right.
Especially if you have a vibe with me, you know? For me, doing both improv stand-up and improv with the spot, right?
Yeah.
I came into it, and a lot of people I didn't know didn't want to laugh, but because they didn't want to laugh because at that time they knew me as that gay rights advocate that
needed
to shut up and push out of town,
yes.
Right? But I remember telling a rape joke. Right, because I use art for advocacy.
Right.
And talking about the politics of comedy and telling a rape joke. And people laughed, but they laughed because, they don't know I did the work, but I did the work of preparing them for it. But also, Sawyer, if you don't see me in tight pants, that means I ain't in comedy. Because comedy is very gendered, right? It has this this gender and political aspect. If you're a woman doing comedy, you only have two roles you could play. You have to be sexy.
Right.
The appearance of trying to be appealing, right? Mm-hmm. You may not be appealing to everybody, but that you put in the effort to look appealing as a woman, or you have to go for an sort of androgynous, sexless presentation.
Right.
Right. So whenever you see me in tight pants, trust me.
I'm
trying to crack a joke, buddy. Right. Because there's this X, right. And then you have to operate within that frame. That's why I jealous y'all. But I'm like, that's one of the only reasons that I would be like jealous of a man. Right.
Yeah.
Is because it's nothing. I can't control it. It's the way the audience reads funny.
Yeah, but I could definitely relate to that too, because even though I was one of them, by them, I read too.
Yeah,
I write, so it's different. Where you know most of the time, especially how I grew up right here, I know for a fact nobody feel like I could beat them fighting. Nobody feel like I could beat them playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be the funniest one up on the stage anyway, especially if I's the brightest person on the thing. So when they come out and they see me, boom, 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 it's like, this boy, man, this boy, daddy probably pay for him to do all guy things. And nah, you're trying, you ain't got nothing to do. Because, you know, they always feel like you get money or you come from this thing until they actually hear me. And they be like, hold on, boy, you go up in the same house as me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, we've been to the same schools together. We've been living in the same areas together.
That's you.
We got the same family. We've been to the same churches. We've been working to the same city market and super around this. We grew up in the same era, around the same people, in the same type of, you know, format. And that's all I bring in. So when I do talk in my stand-up, it shows more relatability than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. You know that boy Trembley?
Yes.
Yes.
All Trembleys is one. And I know the originals.
Look here.
I know the original Trembleys.
This boy got to be like 80. Look like he could pick up Malcolm Park basketball court and toss it into the
harbor. That's Cuckus. That's a.k.a. Troy Trembley.
Yeah.
Troy Trembley. Troy Trembley. Me and Cuckus being on Malcolm Park. We played 10 games to 10.
Yeah.
This was years and years ago. This when he was really in
shape.
In that shape. And I was like 18, 19. He was older than me.
And he was 50. Actually, yeah, it was 50
yeah,
back then.
Right, yeah, right. And then, you know, we was playing and all our games, he went all 10, but all our games going 10-9. You know, I was 17, 18. We still just talk about that right now. Yeah. Up to this day, yeah, I know all the tremblers.
Like just saying, so these boys them
63.
Know. You.
Abs, chest, everything, shirt off, running backwards. He could run backwards faster than you could.
Run my mouth.
Straight down. Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, yes.
This boy is just a pillar of strength, yeah, and boy, personal discipline.
A.K.A. Troy Tremblay, boy.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. I got someone say, in Spanish Wells, they run the greasy pole over water.
Okay.
Okay, so, right?
And you try to run on it.
Right.
I've seen that.
Yeah. That is...
See how far you can get. Grab the flag.
Yeah, see if you could get out to grab the flag.
Yeah.
That is island culture.
Yes.
Right? I don't think it's just European culture anymore. That's island culture. That's why you gotta practice these things.
Yeah.
You ain't never know when you're gonna have to run out on the pole to grab the key.
And see, island people gotta always, you know, they do these things because they gotta always prepare for Nassau people. You never know what Nassau people could have you doing. So you gotta always be prepared to run across on greasy pole. Hey, you gotta get on the next side of the border or something. I don't people scared listen, of Nassau. I'm finally out of people scared of Nassau, you know.
I'm scared of Nassau too when I live
scared
here.
Scared of Nassau, baby.
Okay, there's a text that you can get some good Long Island curry mutton or steam mutton tomorrow at Blair Park.
Mm.
They're having a little summer kit in Blair Park. I noticed because I live near Blair and I don't want to travel far from home with gas prices.
Well, but who you all for around there in Blair?
Yeah.
You all down there doing mutton? Who doing mutton in Blair?
Listen,
no, curry and steam mutton.
Right next to St. Anne's. Listen.
Dedman's Key.
You know I live in Johnson Road.
Yes.
Home of the Long Island diaspora.
Right?
Between
really?
Johnson Terrace and Johnson Estates. Yeah, man. Between Johnson Terrace and Johnson Estates, there's a large group of Long Island descendants in that area.
Yeah, tell them come to my comedy show, man. All them. They'll come to the comedy show this weekend.
Man, in fact, I need my good MP, Adrian White, to come to the comedy show.
All them.
You ain't see him in the house the other day? Rudy don't fear no.
Yeah, Rudy don't fear no.
Don't play.
I tell you, y'all can't watch us. We go up to, we go on to the same schools y'all going to, sit in the same class as everybody else.
All right. Here's a text for you. Have you ever been victimized or blackballed, like not getting a job or a gig because of your comedy or something you may have said? Like, you know, because the comedy is good because it's real life, right? Like something that you may have said. Have you ever felt like you didn't get an opportunity because of some type of politic?
Maybe I did. I don't know for sure. But I know when I got into comedy, my uncle gave me two topics that I shouldn't touch on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out Uncle Tyro, and he said, listen, two things you can talk about. Not over here. You got to be very particular. You don't talk with politics.
And Aaron.
And don't talk with gays.
Oh, sorry.
He told me that.
Yeah.
Say leave. He said, leave those two alone. And I say, man, I ain't watching that. I say, I ain't know nothing with no politics.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I know plenty for the gays, but I was like, yeah, you have plenty of gay jokes and things, but I have jokes where I had gay people come to me after the comedy show and shake my hands like, boy, that was so funny, bro. Mm-hmm. And you ain't lie, because you know people like to say,
yeah.
Oh, you need to talk what you know. I say, I don't talk with gays, right? I say, I ain't talk with the gays because there's plenty of them, but I will talk about the heads, right? I used to talk with the heads. Heads is gay times 10. You know, that's the set who's clipped from left to right.
Yeah.
And as soon as they reach, you know they there. Mm-hmm. And I used to talk with them because gay people is talk with them. So I already get them. They run out. They do a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. So when I do talk, I try to make it make sense. What did I get blackballed for any talking about anything like that? Probably not, unless someone just heard something and they didn't like it.
Don't talk with my pastor. Yeah, when you about my
what
pastor, my daddy, I find that especially when
I talk with somebody, daddy.
Yeah,
one of the Millers, I think. And boy,
you talk about Leslie Miller.
I've been talking with Leslie.
Why
Miller.
Wouldn't listen? Look.
But I know it's at one point where I think it's at a point where I see certain people, certain Millers, cut the eye when they see me, right? And yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Mom, I talk with your daddy like that. No, I just like in a way, he in charge of BEC. Come on, everybody who charge of BEC could get it.
Yeah, because you know what,
everyone can get it.
You know what BEC mean, right? The acronym. Exactly, right? Water and sewage, wailing and screaming.
Wailing and screaming.
That's all you could do, wailing and screaming.
That's a why.
Yeah, because you got to wait. If you want city water in the summer, you got to wait until 2 a.m. in the morning to take a cold shower.
Wow.
The water always hot because it's right at the surface.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I ain't bathing because I ain't taking a cold shower. I ain't give it all outside.
What side you living in?
I don't care how hot it is outside. I ain't bathing no cold water. I need my water to be like warmish.
You really? Like
and then I'll turn it cool.
I about to get until my light skin card.
No, I be inside some of the shower and times in the shower sometimes with these women and things where I be trying to figure out what y'all trying to do. Y'all trying to bathe or y'all trying to boil? Y'all trying to cook soup?
Yeah.
Inside just smell like mutton, nah.
Yeah.
Boiled mutton, just steam. See, they turn in purple and things inside there. It's standing in the back of the tub, hold it on the wall. Don't let the water touch me. Like, what are you doing there?
I got to wash it all off.
You wash what off? What you're washing off? Your sense? What you're washing off? That's a lot.
The sense. Sometimes in this world, like, see some of y'all by them stupid bad, you know. You're but you're still attractive.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
You stupid bad, but you still very attractive.
That water.
I got to wash that off of me. Some I'd be like, I could tolerate some foolishness for about 30 minutes a day, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have to talk to him all day, you know.
But you got
to
go steam that off.
Yeah, I got to wash. I got to wash that off. I met a boy one time at a movie premiere. So, you know, you remember Axe commercial? Axe body spray?
Yes, for sure.
That is actual Obeah.
Yes, I agree.
It affects the pheromones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people like love at first sight is really just lust at first. You have detected their pheromones and they work in for you, right? That's all that is. It's just some Obeah.
Right.
And I buck a boy at a movie premiere. And all I could smell was marriage and babies.
Marriage and wow.
All I could smell was marriage and babies. I knew him. That was even worse. I talked to this boy all the time. I looked at him because we were already right there in the embrace when it hit me. I look at him, I hug him, I said, bro, I have to go.
Hey, ask,
as far away from you as possible.
Axe don't play around.
Yeah.
Axe don't play around. I feel like that axe deodorant caused plenty of people turn gay too. When you smell them on like that, but yeah, I know I was but something with the way you smell, big brother. No man,
it's a problem.
No man, tell them and they want but that axe deodorant don't play around.
Stop, just stop using the deodorant.
I just stick with Degree. You know, Degree. It smell good, but then of course you be like,
I prefer my man to use nothing.
Nothing, just smell bad.
I mean, if it's
you want smell a little something like smell hard boy.
No, because here's my thing. Why you need to smell good and you ain't around me? Your boss know you work hard.
Yeah.
Your boss know you work hard and your boss know he don't pay you enough for good deodorant. What does it matter? But if these women there, you have a problem because you don't like how you smell.
What about the woman?
Yeah, it's a fight.
It's
no,
all
no.
About the woman
you could smell bad. I want you to smell like you down
to class. These boys don't get to be around other people and they do, man. You can't be that selfish, man. You can't just have the man smelling good around you and now you're on everybody else.
But cause
just hurting people's nostrils, man.
We forget what money smell like. Money smell like hard work.
Yeah.
That's the whole
I smell like arm. That's what you're saying. Like arm.
Like hard work.
Not the sick.
Yes, that's what it used to smell like. Like hard
work. Yeah, it used to smell like, yeah. You know, such thing as hard work and they no more, man. What they call it, hard work and they ain't even hard work no more.
I think for local comedians and comedians working in a small space, the thing is the person is rarely offended that you crack a joke on them.
Right.
It's the family members that you gotta be concerned about.
And that's one of the biggest problems now, too, especially with me right now. Like the videos that I used to do or the content that I used to put out, I can't put it out like that no more because too much people know me now. And now, even if that person ain't really feel no type of way, for other people who know what that person get, it's a vibe now.
Yeah. In fact, I got a text here that say, great show as usual. They don't know you were the only bright person in DW Davis
School. Yes, babe.
Do people come up to you and say, "Hey, why you tell that story about when we was in school?"
No, they don't. They know. And people want it these days. I remember these stories.
Mm-hmm.
Or they remember it the way I telling it. Because I tell it, I really put some thought in it and I make it. And, you know, like I say, when I was in D, it was two of us, actually. It was two sets of brothers, right? Uh-huh. Two sets of brothers. I can remember it.
Hold
it
on,
was,
you have a brother?
I have a brother. Well, my brother ain't been to DW Davis too long.
Okay.
Too long, right? So he been there for a little while. I think he did 7, and then we moved in Michael, and then he went to SC and then. But Richard was there. Uh-huh. Richard and Robert was there. They two brothers. Uh-huh. And they bright, uh-huh. right? They look brighter than me and my brother. And it was just us there. But all of us was living kind of in the same area where I was on one hill and they was on the next hill. And you know, we got to go to the school within your area.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of us, he on Sayers Hill, we on Hawkins Hill. So, but we need knew each other in passing because as you bright, only one bright person could be in the clique. You can't yeah. have two bright people yeah. in one crew like that. Yeah, yeah, it yeah, don't yeah. work like that.
Yeah.
And that's why you see plenty of rare dudes. They don't really like each other like that because we know it's only one. Only one is accepted.
Too much politics.
Please go over that way. All right? We already get one tough red boy over here, and that's
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
All right?
How many boy we could call?
That's me.
How many boy we could call white boy Hacho
exactly.
at the same time?
Exactly. He can't do it. So, and so, white boy Hacho, yellow, white, yeah, and I had all of those names. Redneck. I had all every single one. So Kermit is one of them. Shout out to Aquinas College. Well, we're even going to Aquinas. Kermit, first he called me the first one.
So listen, I need you to do this show every year, this time, right? Leading into independence.
Right.
I think we need an independence comedy show.
We do.
I think the best way to tell the stories.
Come see me this weekend.
Yeah. First of all, stop.
I have a full independence comedy show this weekend.
Friday, Saturday,
my whole
Sunday.
Thing. This is the most bohemian thing you probably will sit down and hear for 90 minutes, maybe for an hour and 45. Maybe depending on how I feel. The last one I did an hour 45.
So how much it cost?
$50.
And I can get an hour and 45 minutes of
pure
comedy?
Laughter, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I talk about pure laughter, and at the end of the day, you'd be like, you know exactly who I am, and I wanted to be where you leave an event and you actually talk about it the next day. Because I have so much events right now where people pay all kind of money for I go to it, and after the event done, it's gone. They don't talk about it no more. Like, it's no way you shouldn't even talk about one of the jokes or just remind you of the night.
Are you recording your shows to put together a nice feature-length video
for us? I record everything because that's how I do my feedback.
Okay.
I watch myself and see how I could work on that joke or see how that joke went or what didn't work. And so I do have material. But with the live stand-up part, it's so much better when you catch it in person, and I don't want to give that to out there because it's gonna kill whole.
But,
and I guess some bigger things to do.
Sir, you see the shirt I'm wearing today, yeah. right? This I had a heckler on the radio. I call him a heckler, but he sincerely engaged the conversation. Mm-hmm. So it ain't that part, right? But I had to turn it into a whole T-shirt.
Yeah,
right.
I do that before I do. For a heckler.
You went to Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
and you perform a gay joke in Jamaica. And you had the crowd rolling, Sawyer Boy.
Yes.
I mean, you had the crowd rolling,
yeah,
Sawyer Boy.
I had. It wasn't more like a gay joke. It was a joke about me not doing a gay joke.
Exactly.
In Jamaica.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I did that at the beginning, I think it kind of, not really cleared the air. It was like, cleared the air like, oh, okay, this boy get it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of more even open to... All right, let me hear what this boy got to say. Seeing that I got that out the way.
Because you're still punching up, right?
Yes.
You're not saying, oh, Jamaicans are so homophobic, you can't tell a gay joke. You're recognizing where the sin, understanding how they live with it. And it's also that stepping into their shoes
yes.
that opens their heart up, right, for the laugh.
Right.
It's the empathy. Who's easiest to perform to, or easier to perform to, local crowds or tourists or foreigners in the country?
But I as tough as that is, I got to go with our crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Because me performing in front of my people mm-hmm. is much easier than me performing in front of tourists. Because mm-hmm. I did that, and that was hot. Yeah. And they ain't even looking. They don't even understand what you said. None of the words, anything. And away, I still working on that part.
All right.
But I want to get the Caribbean people because the Caribbean people is the same as us.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially what I got going on, they could relate to it even if I never live in the country.
When Shadfoot say the shark is discriminate against tourists.
Yeah. When?
No, I say when he said that.
Yes, yes, yes.
I almost died. I said, hey.
And that was a great joke.
That was perfect,
that's
right?
That's a great joke.
Because you're not punching down. It's political satire,
yeah.
without a doubt.
Yeah.
Sawyer Boy, it's been my pleasure. Yeah, tell Kalika whenever she ready. Whenever she ready.
Yeah.
I got homegirl who put Junior in the big boy washer behind me. Tell her don't play. I come in. I don't fight.
I can tell her. Yeah, come to the show. Come to the show tonight. She can be to the show tonight. You guys see her tonight. Sawyerboyentertainment.com. You can go and see, get the tickets, or you can hit me up. What's up? 433-7689. 433-7689. Say Sawyer, I need the ticket details, and I'll send you all of the information. If you want to come out to laugh this weekend, come out and laugh this weekend. It's all about behemoths, supporting behemoths. And hey, listen.
Look here.
We just won.
Sawyer Boy is a member of the Guardian family.
Yes.
He hosts on
Star 106.5.
From 10 to
10 to 2, Monday to Friday, the Sawyer Boy radio show.
That's right. So you're competing with me. So now we have to go back to being competitors.
Yes.
Thank you, Sawyer Boy.
You're welcome.
Don't forget my mutton. Kalika, I ain't ready, Kalika. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.